All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is almost that time of the year, folks. We are at Turkey Day 2015, and I want to take this time out to wish all of you fine folks out there a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Now, you cannot have Thanksgiving in the United States of America without thinking about the National Football League. And yes, the NFL has given us three games for Thanksgiving Day to kick off week number 12. And I'm going to give you my picks right here. I rebounded in week number 11. I went 8-6. Still want to improve on that a little bit this week, or a lot of bit for that matter. And with that said, here are my picks for the three games on Turkey Day 2015. Now, I'm going to start off with the game that will take place tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, as it will be the 3-7 Detroit Lions hosting the 4-6 Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Detroit comes into this game favored by 2.5 points. Of course, they are a long-going staple as far as hosting one of the games on Thanksgiving Day, and that will once again be the case this year. The Lions come into this game winning their last two games, while the Eagles surprisingly lost their last two games, both of them at home, both games they were heavily favored in. Now, you look at the Eagles in this game, and of course, it's going to be Mark Sanchez right now, a quarterback, and Sam Bradford is still out. But this Philly team, number one, has to get more semblance of order as far as running the football. On top of that, they have to find a way to control the line of scrimmage and also the time of possession. At the same time, this Philly defense got carved up last week by Tampa Bay Buccaneers rookie quarterback Jameis Winston, and they will have their hands full with a veteran quarterback for the Lions in Matthew Stafford. Now, what this Eagles defense will have to do is they will have to collapse that pocket while forcing Stafford into making some interceptions. And what Philly definitely needs to do is get some early scores so this way they can get some confidence all around for this club. For the Lions right now, after things could not go right in the first half of the 2015 NFL season, the Lions have won their last two. And not only are they looking to play spoiler, but they're also looking to climb back into the wild card race in the NFC. Philadelphia has let a few games go by. They know that a win right here, coupled with a New York Giants loss this Sunday, could have them tied for first place in the NFC East. And this is a golden opportunity once again for Philadelphia to get back on track. They let it go by the wayside in the past 2 weeks, but I do not see that being the situation tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Philadelphia on the road in this one by the score of 30-20. Now, last year saw the Carolina Panthers start off slow, and then they got hot coming down the stretch of the regular season and into the playoffs. While last year, the Dallas Cowboys were one of the better teams in the National Football League. The roles have reversed this year for obvious reasons. You look at Carolina, they come into this game undefeated with a record of 10-0, while it's the Dallas Cowboys who right now have a record of 3-7. And of course, a lot of that has to do with injuries. Dez Bryant, their outstanding wide receiver, missed a significant part of the season. And the same can be said for Cowboys starting quarterback Tony Romo. With Romo, the Cowboys are undefeated. Without him, they are winless. So Romo will be back in the saddle for this game, but he will have his hands full against one of the better and stingiest defenses in the NFL in the Carolina Panthers, led by middle linebacker Luke Kuechly. But you look at the Cowboys. They have done a tremendous job as far as running the football, and they will need to do that again at home. But it will be tough against one of the better defensive units in the National Football League. Not only is it tough to score on Carolina, but this defense is turnover happy, and they look to turn those turnovers into points. At the same time, you look at the Panthers' offensive game. There's no fancy gimmicks about it. Plain and simple, smash mouth football, and quarterback Cam Newton is playing some of the best football right now. Dallas comes into this game favored by 1.5, and I think a lot of that is due to the fact that it's Thanksgiving Day, the Cowboys always play at home, and they have Romo back. But make no mistake about it, Carolina is the Super Bowl favorite to come out of the NFC right now. And I'm going to take the Panthers on the road in this one by the score of 34-20. And finally, on Thursday night, it's an age-old rivalry with an added twist as the 7-3 Green Bay Packers will host the 4-6 Chicago Bears. Now, these are longtime rivals in the National Football League. It's Lambeau Field. It's Thanksgiving night. And on top of that, the Packers will be retiring the famed number 4 jersey of former quarterback Brett Favre. These two clubs did meet in week number 1 in Chicago, and it was Green Bay that got the best of the Bears. Now, after winning their first 6 games of the season, Green Bay did slip on hard times. They lost 3 in a row. But if you look back to this past Sunday, the Packers were a very energized team as they were able to go on the road and knock off the Minnesota Vikings and once again reclaim first place in the NFC North. At the same time, the Packers rediscovered their running game and running back Eddie Lacy. So this Bears defense is going to have their hands full with Lacy. And if Lacy is able to run the football, it sets up their play action that much better between quarterback Aaron Rodgers and wide receivers Randall Cobb and James Jones. You look at this Packers defense, they played with a chip on their shoulders last week, and they were able to force some turnovers. They also were able to sack Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater a ton. You look at a quarterback for the Bears and Jay Cutler, who has had his struggles over the years with this Packers defense, and if Jay gets in trouble, and if Jay starts to force the football for the Bears, it could be a long night for them in the Cheese State. The Chicago Bears will be able to keep this game close for about a half, but Green Bay seems to have gotten their swagger back after knocking off the Vikings last week. Because of that, I'm going to take the Pack at home by the score of 34-23. So, folks, those are my Thanksgiving Day picks in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday.